the Pasha we learned yesterday, Pasha Zachimais, we have the Pasuk, Ve'isha benidas tumasun le'sikra v'galnis avasa. This is the Mrs. Leisa say of the Issa Nida. It's Issa Ribiya and Issa Biya with the Nida. And it's Chayav Karas also. And this Pasuk, in a certain way, I think is a unique lav in the Torah, different than other lav in the Torah. We're going to see soon why. In the Torah, there's two other lavin in the Torah which also comes from seeing dam. It's an either comes when the isha sees dam. There's two other mitzvahs in the Torah that come when the isha sees dam. One of them is the mitzvah of zava at the end of Pasha Mitzrayah. The zava is also when the isha sees dam. We're going to see the chiluk soon. And the other is the mitzvah of tumas yeledes. The yeledes also sees dam, and she's tummy. The Rambam zokt in Perek Vav Hilchos Bi Aloch Aleph that these three damim, the dam nida, the dam ziva, and the dam yeledes, is be'etzem one dam. In chush, you don't see any chilek. It's all the same dam, and the dam comes from the same part of the isha. It comes from the makar. It comes from mayin echad. And the only chilek, the Rambam says, what creates the chluki dinim? Because they have a completely different set of halachas, each one. Dam nida, dam ziva, and yeledes, each one has a different set of halachas. What creates the chilek if it's all the same dam? It's like the Rambam, zman bilvad hu sheyishtan adinai. The whole nafkamina is the zman when the isha sees the dam. And we're going to see soon how the cycle works. The Gemara says in Nida that if I am based on Maral, that Echad Osi Yoim should be Nida and Nida, Loch Mash Misinai. It's a Loch Mash Misinai that dam ziva, a zava, comes from seeing dam at a different time of the cycle. The cycle works. First you have Yimei Nida, you have Zayin Yomim when the isha sees dam, that's called dam Nida. Then you have Yudal Fiyim, 11 days, which is dam ziva. We'll go into it a little bit more soon, but basically, again, it depends on the time of the cycle. If you see dam in the time of Yimei Nida, then it's a Nida, and if you happen to see dam, if the Isha sees dam in the time of Yimei Ziva, those 11 days, then it's dam Ziva. What's the chiluk? So the Rambam explains, right there, over the Impeg, through halacha ches, he goes through the basic halachas, the basic chalukim between dam Nida and dam Ziva. Basically, the chiluk is, dam Nida is Tamei 7 days. No more, no less. Midiraisa, for dam nida, you don't need shiv nekiyim. We're used to the halacha of shiv nekiyim, but we're going to see soon that's a halacha in zava, not halacha in nida. Dam nida, if she sees dam one day, she's tamei 7 days. Even though the next 6 days is naki, but you have to finish off the full 7 days. If the isha sees dam for 3 days, she has to finish off 4 more days, a total of 7 days. If she sees dam 5 days, you wait 2 more days, and then the isha goes to mikvah, is tevelas. And then she's tar. It's always 7 days, no more, no less. It actually could be more than 7 days if she sees dam more than 7 days. You have to, when the dam stops, let's say she sees dam for 8 days, she'll be needed for 8 days. And then go to mikvah. If she sees dam less than 7 days, the tumah is exactly for 7 days. Dam ziva, when she sees dam during that 11-day period, which is the time in the cycle when she could become a zava, then we have a halach like this. If she sees dam one day, she's a zava katana, it's called. She only has to wait 1 day to be naki. So she'll be tamei v'sach hakol 2 days. She'll be tamei the day she saw dam, and she'll be tamei the next day, which is shemer siyum kenegiyim, and then go to mikvah. She sees dam 2 days. She's also zavak tana, and when she sees dam 2 days, the same halacha shemer siyum kenegiyim. It's only 1 day naki, so she'll be tamei v'sach hakol 3 days. She'll be tamei the 2 days she saw dam. And the third day will be Shemer Siyam Kenegid Yom, and then she'll go to Mikvah. She's only Tamei for 3 days. But if she sees Dam for 3 days, that's already Zav Gedayla. And the Zav Gedayla has a halacha of Shiv Nekiyim. Once she's Zav Gedayla, she doesn't become Taha until she has 7 days straight Naki. So in this case, if she saw Dam for 3 days, she'll be Tamei for 10 days. She'll have 3 days of when she saw Dam, and then 7 more days to be Naki. So that will be a total of 10 days. If she saw dam for 4 days, she'll need Shiva Nekiyim, so it'll be 4 and 7, it'll be 11 days. If she sees for 5 days, it'll be 5 and 7 of Shiva Nekiyim, it'll be Tamei for 12 days. And this is more what we're ruggling. If a Zava sees for 7 days, she'll be Tamei for 14 days. She needs Shiva Nekiyim. If any time during Shiva Nekiyim, she sees dam, it's the Seris Minyana, it breaks the count, and she has to start over the Shiva Nekiyim. So these are basically the chalukim between Nida and Zava. Each one has a chumra, each one has a kula. Nida has a chumra that even from one re'iyah, she's tummy 7 days. If she be a zava, from one re'iyah, she be tummy only 2 days. And l'idach, a zava has a chumra that you need shiv nekiyim. You don't have that by Nida. There's a Rambam, another sugar Rambam picked out of Sribi and Lachabez, which is, I think, a murder Rambam. Rambam Zogt, the Echadabo al Nida, Bechadabo Yeledis, Oya Zava, Hakol the Chorus. All three are Chayab Chorus. It's a Nida, it's a Zava, and it's a Yeledis, all Chayab Chorus. Nema Benida, Shivis Yom Tibi Nidasa, by Nida it's called, the Torah calls the Lashna Nida. Dam brings down by Zava also the Torah calls it a Nida. By Zava the Torah says should be Tami Kimei Nidasa. And by Yeledis, the Rambam says also the Torah says Kimei Nidas Dvoisa Titma. The Torah calls it a Nida, also a Nida. What's the Rambam saying over here? So I think the Rambam is saying, a big chiddush, the Rambam is saying, if I'm still going to shtickle kasher, if you look in the Torah, you'll find by Nida, like we said, there's a pasuk in the Sikh Sedra, my Sikra Vagamas of Asa. The Torah says Beferish is Suri Bia. And the Torah says Beferish at the end of the Pasha, that the Nichus and Nefasha is Oisis, that this is part of Arayis, and Nida is Chayab Karas. But if you look in the Pasha of Zava, at the end of Mitzvah, it doesn't say anywhere that there's an Issa Bia. All it says by Zava is that she's Tame. It doesn't say any Lav. There's no Lav to be bought on Zava. If you look at the Pasha of Yeledis, also, it just says Yeledis Zacha, we know when she has a Zacha, she's tummy for 7 days. When she has an Akeva, she's tummy for 14 days. But it doesn't say a Lav. There's no Lav in the Torah. It doesn't say there's an Isabia. But it doesn't say any Karas. So how do you know that there's a Lav, there's an Isabia? So that's what I think this Rambam is saying. The Rambam brings down the reason why there's an Isabia and this occurs is because the Torah calls it a Nida. Even though it's a whole separate Pasha, but since the Torah calls it a Nida, that's why it's a chayv. That's why it's a lav. It's a bi, and that's why it's chayv karis. Meduchzach in Gan Shas, you don't find this drasha. The Rambam Chayv is learning out from Nida that Zov and Yeledis is also Yisui bi and also chayv karis. But this drasha, I don't think it's a drasha anywhere in Shas. I looked in the Kiyas Melach from Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky is half of the Gesefa. He goes to Kmat every halacha in the Rambam, and he writes makoris for the Rambam that are not brought down by the Nesi Kalim. He'll say, this Rambam is a Yishami, this Rambam is Makar is a Zoya Kurdish, you could say the course of Zoya Kurdish as Makar is the Rambam. Sefer, Sefriz, other Makar is. And on this Rambam, where does the Rambam get this drasha? That we know the whole Makar, there's an Issabi on a Zava, and an Issabi on a Yeledis. Where does the Rambam, he learns that from neither, where does he get it from? So the Chaim, the only thing he writes there is, Tesefta Perikal from Megillah and Allah Yir Aleph. So I looked in the Tesefta. Tesefta says over there, Ein Bein Zava and Nida and Lakavan. The only thing the Sefer says is that the only chunk between a Zava and a Nida is a carbon. We're going to write that by a Zava, she brings a carbon also. So I think if I'm saying, you see from this that Benegir Kuris, they're the same. Benegir Suribiyah, they're the same. So this might be a Mokka that they're the same, but the Drusha, we don't see. So I was happy to see that I was right. It's not a Gemara anywhere. I didn't think it was a Gemara anywhere, but like if you're lying in Frank and Essie's Bekiyas, it's not a Gemara anywhere. And the Rambam seems to be making his own Drusha. But this, because what kind of drush is this? Is this a Gzeir Shava? Because it says neither here and it says neither here, so we learn out neither from neither. That's what's a Shreya, because there's a Bavusta Halacha, the Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Samach Vav, and other places, Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Matzmai. A person cannot make his own Gzeir Shava. Elam can keep him Rabbi Messinai. Gzeir Shava has to be a Kabbalah from Hasinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Hasinai, he brought two Torahs, Tereshav Iksav, Tereshav Alpeh. And Teresh HaOpeh, one of the things that was said over was how to dash in the Torah. It says, when you see this word here and this word there, you're going out of Gzeir Shava, and you're going out this Pasha from that Pasha. But if it wasn't brought down, if there's no Kabbalah, Messiah from Hasinai, then you can't make Gzeir Shava ourselves. So what's the Rambam saying? So in the Duch Sech, the Rambam is not making Gzeir Shava, and the Rambam Taka doesn't have a Mokka for this, but the Rambam is just saying, it's Pshut Yishamikra. Thus stated in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is saying by Zava, Kimei Nida Devasa. It has a din of Nida. This is Nida. And the Rambam is saying, by Yeled, this also, unless the Torah calls it a Nida. This is a Nida. So it's not a drasha, that this alone is a Nida. And I saw the Mechas Chinuch, his Lashon is also, when on the Mitzvah of Nida, in the Mitzvah of Zion, it's Aleph, on the Lav of Habor and Isha Nida, the Mechas Chinuch writes the Lashon, Balav the Nichla Gamkin Kol Yeled, this Bein Yeled, Zachav Yeled, Nekeva, Vizavak Tan, Vizavak Gedoyla, Habor Lein Chayib Mishum Lav Zeh. He also names on this way, V'chein Hu Beram Perek Dal Le Mitzvah Yubi Alach HaBeis, he quotes this Rambam. He says, you see, that he learns the Rambam that it's Nichla and Issa of Nida, the Issa of Zava and Yeled. So just to have a little bit of Havon in these three Pashiyas of Nida, Zava and Yeled, even it's a moedig achilish when you think about it, because really a zava is not a nida, and it cannot be a nida because it's a different time of the cycle. In this period of time, you cannot have a din nida, but you still are over the lav of nida. The lav in the Torah, where the Torah asks it, is rebiya, you're over be mezava, which cannot be a nida, but you are over the lav of nida. Same thing in Yeladis. That's when it's a whole different set of halachas, but that's when you're over the lav of nida, which the Chayyim is a bechidush. And this would be good. The Mishnah, the beginning of Masech Krisis, the Mishnah lists Shloish Meshesh Krisis. The Mishnah says there are 36 Krisis in the Torah, and one of the 36, the Mishnah counts as Val Nida, Baal Nida. The Mishnah doesn't say Habah Zava. The Mishnah doesn't say Habah Yeledes, which is also B'chayv Karis. The way we're saying it's very good, because the Zava and Yeledes is not its own Karis. The Chiyuv Karis of Habah Zava and Habah Yeledes is the Chiyuv Karis of Shtei by Nida. That's what you're about.
Also.
Yeah.
So Nida means anyone the Torah calls a Nida. So even though we have a separate Shem for Nida and Zava, Zava could also be called a Nida.
Okay, so is it one mitzvah or three mitzvahs?
So it's one mitzvah. Anything that the Torah calls a Nida.
Oh, but in the Tayag mitzvahs, this is my own other shigar, in Tayag mitzvahs is counted as three mitzvahs. They all call three mitzvahs, and each one has a whole separate set of halachas, whole separate. Lamashal Nida has Shiva Nakiyim, Nida is different time. Right.
But what part of it?
That's what I'm asking.
That's the Havana.
In the Torah? The Torah just says that it's Tamei. We're going to get that. I just want to say, first of all, in the Mishnah Krisis, we only count Nida. I just want to also say that in the Mishnah Markus, Daf Yud Gimel, where the Mishnah says, the third Perek, Engli and Leukin, gives the whole list of all the Markus men of Torah, the Mishnah counts Habaha Nida. It doesn't say Habaha Zav Habaha Yeledes. Even though Zav and Yeledes also get Markus. The same thing, because when they get Markus, there is no Lav. The Torah doesn't say by Zav, that is in Leisikare, that not to be Vola. The Torah only says it by Nida. The Torah doesn't say it by Yeledes. Same as the Rambam. But in this, it's an interesting also. In this mitzvah, you have the law of state by Nida. What's the lashon sefer mitzvah? Sefer mitzvah, if you look, is very, very interesting. And sefer mitzvah, in the mitzvah loisus, the Rambam divides them into mitzvah asay and mitzvah loisus say. And the mitzvah loisus say, shimen, mitzvah number shimen vav, 346, the Rambam writes, is yironu shimen lovia on either base to masa. We were musa not to be ba'al on either base to masa. So that's the mitzvah neither. The Rambam writes, call this ishribiya. But the mitzvah of Zava and the mitzvah of Yeledes, the Rambam counts the mitzvah Saseh. In mitzvah Saseh number Kavav, 106, in the mitzvah Zava, the Rambam just writes, he should see Von only a Zava Tameya. That we were mitzvah that Zava should be Tameya, and he calls the mitzvah Saseh. And in mitzvah Saseh Kuf, the mitzvah of Yeledes, the Rambam says, he should see Von only a Yeledes Tameya. We were mitzvah that Yeledes should be Tameya. He calls the mitzvah Saseh. The mitzvah say that a yeledes should be tamei, and the mitzvah say that a zava should be tamei. Doesn't say anything in these mitzvahs that is in isur ibiya. The Torah says because there is no mitzvah of isur ibiya of a zava by itself on its own ma'atzma. There is no issa of isur ibiya of a yeledes. The whole issa of isur ibiya of a yeledes and zava is that you're over in pashas achrimais. You're over the lav of nida. What would that say be?
Otherwise, what message do you convey?
But you get my point, what I'm trying to say. To me, this is a mitzvah, which I don't think we find a dugma like this in any mitzvah of the Torah, that the mitzvah needed is mischalka, mispashit. It spreads over to two other pashas in the Torah, which these other pashas in the Torah cannot be neither. They're not in this man to be neither, and it's not the halachas of neither, and they have halacha, but you're over the aveir of neither on these two other pashas. You can clarify a little bit when you get hasra. The din is when you give someone hasra for malchus, someone's about to to do the Avera, and you want to give him a warning, you have to be Masma B'Shem Dat Chet, B'Shem Dat Avera. So what do you tell someone when someone's about to be over Zava? This is Zava. You tell them that if you give him Hasra, don't do this or else you'll be over the Lav of Nida. Would that be a good Hasra? You see, the way we're saying yes. You would think that it's not a good Hasra because he's not being over Nida, he's being over Zava, he's being over Yalad, it's a whole different Tumah. But the way we're learning, in the Torah says, and that's this Rambam. This Rambam is saying that the whole Mokka, like Abiyana says, Rashi and Chumash also, I'm saying the whole Mokka that a Zava and Anida is Chayav Karas, and the Shribiya is that the over this Pasuk and Achim Mois of this Anida. I think it's more the Gachidish. Now just to explain a little bit more, the Seder, when you have Yimei Nida, when you have Yimei Ziva, we said that the Gemara says, Alshma Shem Sinai, that there's Yudah Al-Afyoim, Bein Nida L'Nida. There's a Merdek Ram, and Ram Zok, and Perek Vav, Shri Alachavav, Ram says that you don't even have to see Dam Nida to have this calendar of Dam Ziva. The Ram says, once the Ish is Kaveh Best, Kaveh Best is after three times that she's Kaveh, that she sees Dam, what's every 30 days, or every 31 days, or there's, like we know, it's Vesta Chodesh, or she's Kaveh, that she sees Dam every Gimel of the Chodesh, or Yud of the Chodesh, one time in the month, whenever she's Kaveh Vest, from that time on, you can set a calendar for life. You can write a calendar, you just mark off, 7 days are possible to be Nida, and then the next 11 days are possible to be Ziva, the next 7 days could be Nida, the next 11 days could be Ziva, and you just go with the calendar for life, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. And even if she doesn't see, during the 7 days, she missed the Yimei Nida, she could become a Zava. The Ram is saying it has to be Kaveh Vest.
The only person that could start
is
somebody
that
has a vest
to go. Oh, I'm going to get that. Without a vest, it sounds like in the Ram you can't have Zava. Which is, I'm going to get that soon. But let's understand the Ram. That's what I'm saying. That it goes. That seems to be what I'm saying, that you just have a calendar for life. You have seven, you just look at, and whenever she sees Dam, if she sees in the 7 day period, she's a Nida, and you don't need Shiv in the Kiyim. If she sees in the 11 day period, then she's a Zava, and she does need Shiv in the Kiyim, and it goes on like that for life. Mishayik v'lo vest. You see, Lashon Zara, Mishayik v'lo vest. What does it mean? You have a lach above? Look at Allah above. From what? From birth? From birth. Look at Allah above. You see, Kol Yimei Isha? You see that Ram? Kol Yimei Isha, Miyom Shiyikva Noves. Acha Tomas. Oh, you want to say before she's going to be a vest that goes from birth?
Yeah.
And then Vest changed the calendar. I mean, you made a calendar 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Then when she was Kaveh Vest, we changed the calendar to start from then, 7-11. So. I tell you to...
Yeah.
I don't think that I'm saying that, but okay. I'll tell you what I saw in a minute, but first let's go through the Machlokes Rishonim. Again, the Rambam seems to say that you don't need to see Dam Nida to have Yimei Ziva. Just, you go with this calendar, if you go 7-11, 7-11 for life, and during the 7 days, then it will be Dam Nida, and during the 11 days, it will be Dam Ziva. The other Rishonim Machlokes, the other Rishonim say, you have to have Dam Nida, the poil, in order to have Dam Ziva. And there being a lot of riots from a lot of Gemara's like the Mashma that way, the pretty much Muchach that way. But so according to most Rishonim, you would only have Dam Ziva if in a month she saw Dam twice within 17 days. Because until you see Dam, you could go by, let's say, 2-3 months with no Dam, and then the Isha sees Dam, the first time it's always going to be Dam Nida. Then you'll wait 7 days, and then if within 11 days she sees Dam a second time, then it'll be Dam Ziva. So only if you had Dam within 17 days, 7 and 11, then there'll be Dam Ziva. Has to be a poil Dam Nida, but not according to Rambam. According to Rambam, you could have month after month Dam Ziva without Dam Nida, if it always hits it in the 11 day period. So it was bothering me a little bit, like what Yitzi's saying. It's Masha from the Rambam that the whole thing is, I understood the whole thing was started with the vest. Once she's Kaveh a vest, that's when we have this calendar. So what happens if Isha doesn't have a vest? The Gemara says, Rav Nashim have a vest. I think today they say, if I can't, Rav Nashim are not Kaveh a vest. But Isha that has no vest, what happens? She never has Dam Ziva. She could see within, she could see 1 week, the next week, within 17 days, doesn't make a difference. If there's no vest, there's no Dam Ziva. That's kasha that I didn't understand the Rambam. So I saw in Chazon Yechezkel from Chaskabamsky, on the Tesefta Nida Perek Tes Lachagimel, he seems to shtar on this. And he says like this, he says that before she's kaveh a vest, the Rambam is moed to the Rishonim. That'll be Tolni and Riyah Mamash. So before she's kaveh a vest, the Rambam will also hold that the first time she sees Dam, whenever she sees it at random, that'll be Dam Nida. And then when she sees it, then you'll go with you'll count 7 days, and if there's another year within the next 11 days, it'll be Dam Ziva, which is like all the other Rishonim. It will be Tolni and actually seeing Dam. But once she's kaveh a vest, you stop looking at the Dam itself, and you just go with a set calendar, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11 for life. That's his pshat. To me, that's maybe even more shvet to go say that the Rambam is jumping here. His Rambam says sometimes it's totally an actual riyazdam to be kaveya the yamei ziva, and sometimes it just goes by a calendar. It's also shvet. Another kasha I had was the Rambam here is saying that miyom shi'ikvul abes. Definitely, you'll agree to this. That miyom shi'ikvul abes, the yamei ziva will be totally in the vest. So my kasha was the Gemara Nida of Tesvav in other places has a machoikas vest is the rice or vest is the rabbanon, and what's an afkamina is a whole sugi for itself. We can't go into it right now. I'll just give you one maramakum if you want to look it up. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas in Mekuf Membeis, the Vematzchum Miu, he explains it. But the Rambam paskins that vest is the rabbanon. This that we consider a vest, which seems to be a chazaka after 3 times she's kaveh a vest. We pass it only midrabanan. For whatever reason, the mufashim speak about it, the chayim speak about it. This chazaka is not a real chazaka, and we don't invest is not the right. So according to halacha, we pass the vest to rabanan. So if the Rambam paskins the vest is only the rabanan, how could the vest be kaveya the amezi v'deraisa? How can Rambam say? But once she's kaveya vest, then we have a set calendar to know when the amezi may need it. But the whole vest is.
She has to set a calendar for life. For the first
And you don't even need three. The Ram doesn't mean 3 times. It means one time. Meshikavon Aves is not clear. Doesn't mean the Kavias Aves.
Is this the first time that the Ram talks about Aves? Where does the Ram talk about Aves? After Shishi or before Shishi?
Well, where the Ram says that the Ram paskin that Aves is Rabbanon. It's in Perches. I don't think you have it there. Perches the Chesvibi Alach Yidalet. And Pegim of Chasmishka v'Moshe v'Locha Tess. There's 2 places where Rambam says the best. This is the Rabbanan.
So what does it mean? Those words. What do those words mean?
I thought after Kriyas Vest.
Then he said Oikishos v'Shar Vest.
Well, that would sound like a Chaska Ramsky. I have to see this inside again. That would sound like a Chaska Ramsky. That before you kaveh Vest, it goes by Riyah, and after you kaveh Vest, it goes by Kriyas Vest. Okay, maybe.
The next year,
it's just one. When you go have the first 3 years, then you have the set calendar with three or without a year. Okay, if you went that way, then you're right. But if you went with Ram means the Shikula vest means the Kaveya vest, then I'm asking this kasha. The Ram doesn't hold that vest is the right. So why should Kriya's vest affect the right when the Mezid is? So I have a sugar test from not so close to me myself, so I don't want to really go into it. But if you look in the Pesach Tshuva, your day it's the Mekuf Peidal, the Sifran Gimel, I spoke this over with Rabinson. And Shabbos a little bit, but what he brings down from the Yehuda Chassam Sefer, maybe we can answer this kasha. Okay, another nafkamina between Nida and Azava is Kabonis, we mentioned before. In the Torah, Nida just goes to Mikvah, it's Tevelin, there's no carbon. Azava, if she sees Dam, in the Yemei Ziva, and she's a Zava Gedolah, and she sees three times in the Yemei Ziva, she has to bring a korban also. The Torah says, then the Pasha Mitzvah, she brings Shtei Toma, Shnei B'nei Yoina, one of them is a Chatas, one of them is an Oyla. And this is, I think, one of the main reasons it's so important to know if she's a Nida or a Zava. Standardly, it could be Machmen, that's the way we do it today. On every year, we don't want to keep Cheshbin. It's very complicated. The Gemara calls it complicated. The Rambam calls it Terech Gadol. It's very difficult. Yesh Min Hayom. Pam Rabbi Shibir Nadei Safik. That's the Rambam Pekid Alf. The Chos Rivi Halacha Beis. He says many times people make mistakes. And therefore, today we're machmir that on every year we treat it like with the chumas of both. Whether it's Nidah Zavah, we don't keep Cheshbin. And we always have Shivin Nekiyim today. But times of the Gemara, it was Bizman Abayis. It was very important to keep Cheshbin because he had enough to bring a carbon. And you cannot bring a carbon misafik. If in case it was Yemei Nida and it wasn't Yemei Ziva, you couldn't bring a carbon just in case. You can't do that because that would be Cholom Bazar. So therefore, in times of Gemara, they had to go, always keep this Cheshbin to know if it was Yemei Nida or Yemei Ziva, either like the Rambam or like the other Yishenim. But today, again, we're Machmen on. This Zechariah is included in the famous member of Reb Zeira. There's a member of Reb Zeira in Brochus of Lamaralaf, from Reb Zeira. But nice Yisroch, Miro Asman, Shafinu Roy, Steve Stamkachardu, Yeshu Sanga, Shivin the Kiyim. But nice Yisroch, Machmen to always be Yeshu Shivin the Kiyim. There's different Pshatim in this Gemara exactly what the Chumr is. The professional Rabbi Medayek on exactly what the Chumr is. Of Akaponim, one of the Chumrs here seems to be this Chumr. That today, we always keep Shivin Nekiyim. And we don't keep a Cheshbin, even if it's Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, we don't keep a Cheshbin. We always machmir to the Shivin Nekiyim. It's interesting to see in the Rambam, in Sefer Ava, after Hilchus Tefillah, Hilchus Brachos, the Rambam prints the whole Siddur. The Rambam prints the whole Nusach of the Tefillah for the whole year. All the Nuschos of Tefillah. And the Rambam starts off with Bechas HaShachar and Bechas HaMitzvahs. And after Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes, we say the mission of Engel Zram Sheng Am Shia, the mission in Peya that we say. And then the Rambam says, we say this memorim of Reb Zeira. That the next Yisroch, Miro Atzman, Shafim Uroi, Stivus Tam Kachado, Yesh Sunga Shivin Nekiyim. The Rambam says, every day in davening, after Birchas HaTorah, after you say the Psukim, Birchas Koyinim, and the mission of Engel Zram Sheng Am Shia, you say this memorim. I don't think it's in any of our Nitzchoyes. I know it's not in Nitzchoy Ashkenaz. I've actually picked up a Nusach Sfat Siddur in my life, and it's not there either. I don't think it's in Nusach Adas Mizrach either. Right, Nusach Ari, Nusach Abad. I don't think any of the Nuschoyes have it, but some Murdik Nusach in the Rambam Siddur. I don't think it's in Nusach Agar either, by the way. I've seen that also, Isha Yisrael. But Siddur Isha Yisrael. But the Rambam says, we say this memra. Why this memra? From Alam. We say we want to say after Birchas HaTorah, we want to say some Torah. So we want to say if you psukim or Birchas Koinim, we want to say a Mishnah. We say the Mishnah of the Verm. So the Sanz Rambam felt we should say it's a memory from Gemara also. But why this memory from every other memory? I saw in Sefer Shiri Shevet the Lady speaks about it. So but just as a yedia, this is the Nusach of the Rambam in davening every day. The Gemara, even though the Gemara says that Nisach Miru Atzman sounds like a Chumra, but you should know the Gemara calls it Halacha Psuka. It became already Halacha Psuka, that today we're Machmir, it's considered not just a Chumra, a Minig, it's a Halacha, that we're Machmir on every Riyad to treat it with Shivin Nekiyim. One more Halacha in...
Before this,
we keep a Cheshbin. You have to know if it's Yemei Nida or Yemei Ziva. If it's Yemei Nida, you don't do Shivin Nekiyim. If it's Yemei Ziva, you do. And you have to keep the Cheshbin spread, like we said, especially for Kabbalah.
It's not the Chum. It's not like a Chum and Shia.
They talk about that. Well, it sounds like it's a Chum and Shia.
Right.
So maybe the Chum and Shia, I would think, is one Re'iyah. Tibet Stam Kachadah means one, even though it's one Re'iyah, you're already keeping Shivin Nekiyim, which is Manoshech. If it's Yemei Nida, you don't need Shivin Nekiyim. If it's Yemei Ziva, and it was one Re'iyah, it's a Zavik Tana. You should only need 2 days. Again, I think that's the Chum and Tibet. They talk about Kachadah. What's the point of Kachadah? That the Machmer on the Mara of yellow, Kachadah, Zachar Mustard, Zachar yellow color, Zachar that. What? Tip is a kechadol. You thought it was a size.
A size.
Tipa kechadol. The same. So tip is already a size, and tipa kechadol. It does sound like that. Tip kechadol. You're right. But I think they actually say. Okay. But they talk about what the chumras are here. They talk about. But it seems to be the main chumra of Reb Zeira is this chumra. There was the Chumrah of Rebbe before of Zera. The Rebbe, there was Masad Mishnais from the last Tanaim. There was a different Chumrah, but this is the Chumrah we have today. Okay, now another halacha in Hilchos Nida and Zava is, like we said before, the Chayav Karis. It's not down from Nida. It's all together Nida. And it's Chayav Karis. That would be, and B'shoy Gig is Chayav Achatas. Kabbal Nida or Zava is Chayav Achatas. B'shoy Gig would mean that it's Nelam. He forgets that either he forgets the whole pasha of Nida, somehow he forgets there's a whole pasha of Nida in the Torah, or he forgets that this Isha is a Nida. This Isha is a Nida. The halacha is, the once it increases, if you die in other places, that if you bore al Nida, behelim echlad, with one forgetting, even if you bore like kama pa'amim, you only bring one kama chatas. Since it's all one halam, it's similar to Hilchos Shabbos, the beginning of Klal Gadol that I learned recently. If a person forgets his Shabbos, one halam and he does many malachas, he only brings one kamachapas, because it goes by how many forgettings there were. But one thing that's machalik in Tetu Chatois would be gufim machalakim. If he forgets the whole pasha of Nidin Torah and he's bought on two nashim which are nidis, then already he brings two chatois, because since it's two gufim, each one is kaveh achatas for itself. Another thing that's machalik chatois is yomim bintayim. If there's any zman hetta in between, they need to bring two chatayos. For example, first if it gets the halach of Shabbos and Gansan and Zayr, and then there's Yom B'Tayim, there's Mechol in between, then even though it's one halama, he doesn't remember, but he's over malach on one Shabbos and the second Shabbos, Yom B'Tayim, he will bring two chatayos. And the same thing by Nida. If a person forgets the Pasha of Nida and Zayr and Gansan, and he's Baal Ish and Nida, and then she's Mataya, so there's Yom Hetta. And then she sees again Dam, and she becomes Nida again, he's boiling a second time. The fact that there was Yom Bein Taim, there was Man Het in between, that is Machalik to being two Chatoyas. And the Milchus Chinuch, in Mitzvah Zayin, Eishchas, he says, what about if there's a Zman Het Bein Taim, there's Man Het in between Mideraisa, but it's also Midarbanan. But it was also, is that called as Man Het to be Machalik between them? What's the case? He brings the very same case. He brings the Gemara in Nida Daf Samach Zayin. And the Gemara says that some Zion obeys the Mikadin, a Zova that has to wait Shivan the Kiyim, on the seventh day of Shivan the Kiyim, you don't have to wait the whole day. On the seventh day of Shivan the Kiyim, it's enough Mikzis Yom Kekulai. Mikzis Yom Kekulai, she could be Tevelas, and then she's Mutta. But the halacha is, if later in the day, and it's still Yom Shvi, she sees, that'll be Soysa the whole 7 days. The halacha is, with Shivan the Kiyim, if you see Dam, you have to count the whole start all over. So here you have a Murray the Galacha. You have a Lacha, the Midaraisa, in the morning, once you have Mixiam Kakumai, she's Mutta. But in case she sees afterwards, it'll still be Soysa, the whole Shivan the Kiyim, and you have to count again Shivan the Kiyim. So what happens in Mafreya? I was talking to the Rebbe about this morning. I thought it wasn't so partial. Lamaisa, that's the Lacha. She's Mutta for Azman, and then afterwards it's Soysa Minyana. So Chazal came along, the Gemara says over there, Chazal went and they asked Midarbonan not to be toivel, some say not to be toivel, some say not to be mishamish in the morning based on Mixim Kakumoi, because Shematir Vatista, because maybe she'll see after that and be Soysel Shivan the Kiyim. So it comes out, this is a case where you had a Heta. What if a person was Baal Nida? Zava, actually, it's a Zava over here. It's Baal Zava. And at the end of Shivan the Kiyim, the seventh day, after Mixim Kakumoi, she was Mutta. And then she went and saw again. And then he was Baala a second time. And it's all one halama. But you had that Zman Het in between. You did have a time where Midaraisa she was Mutta. So the Mechus Kunach says, is that Machalik in the two Chatayas or not? So Poshet, his Shaila is, how do you look at the Lamafreya? This that it's Soysu Lamafreya, does that take off the whole Hetta that really never was a Hetta? Once she saw it the second time, it's maybe it's Soysu Dominion, so there never really was a Zman Hetta. That's why it's not Machalik for two Chatayas. Or do you say, no, there was a Zman Hetta, so it's Machalik Chatayas, it's just now it's Soysa Lamafreya. So the Milchus Chinuch says, it's Mestabra that it is a Zman Hetta to be Machalik Chatayas. He says, Mesvara, since the mice of a poil was a Zman Hetta, that's enough to be Machalik two Chatayas. But then he wants to say, Mesvara, that even if you would consider this as Zman Het in between two Mechal Chatoyos, but since Chazal asked it midrabanan, it will not be Mechal Chatoyos. It's all considered one straight Issa. That's Mechafin Svar. Let's see. His Lashon is, Kevin the Chum, Osu, Nasa, Skein, Loi Havi Het to Bintayim. It's not considered Het to Bintayim. So this is not a funny thing with the Pella. Why should, and this is the Bonan, affect the Chatoyis Daraisa? If you're saying, if you hold Mesvar, that this is called Zman Hetem Yitayang, Lamaisi, there was Zman Hetem between, Yetem Yisrael Kikunle. So, and that's enough to Mechaki, Shemechai Tu Chatoyis. Why should Chazal came along with the Bonan affect that? How could the Bonan be affected the Daraisa? So it's thinking. So that's what I was thinking. You could clear what is the svar taka? Why het the bentayim is machafek tayis? Poshup shat, the reason why het the bentayim is machafek tayis is because it makes into two abeyers, two separate abeyers. It was asta now and it's asta then. You can't consider these. It's similar to gufa mechalakim. But gufa mechalakim, you don't say you bring one chatas because of one halama. It's not gufa mechalakim. It's separate abeyers. Here also is man het the bentayim. Moshe by yom shem bentayim Shabbos for sure. You could say it's two separate shabbosos. That's why you bring two chatayis. But I was thinking maybe something a little bit different. Maybe you can learn that the vat of hetter bein time is the vat is in the halama. It takes away the halama. It breaks the halama into two halamas. Because the ik kaviyah of chatoyis is the halamas. You see this kaseid in Sugis in the beginning of Hagadol. It's the halamas that makes the chatoyis. You have two halamas, you have the idea bein time, you bring two chatoyis. If it's all one halama, all one forgetting, you bring one chatos. So maybe you can say a svar that when you have a zman hetter, that's not called a halama. Even though you think it's one long halama, that a person forgot Shabbos entirely for 3 weeks. But a halama is only halama when it's nageya, there's nafkamina. On Shabbos itself, a halama is halama. You forgot Shabbos, nageya, because you do malacha. But you may choyel to say that you forgot Shabbos, that's not forgetting Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. But Zman Hetta, that's not a halama. The same thing by Anida. On this Isha, Bizman she's Mutta, and you forgot the Pasha, you forgot the Issa Anida, that's not forgetting, because she's not Asa. That's not Halam has to be on an Issa. As a Mingla came and said, maybe that's Mechuskan as far, that even if you have an Issa to Rabbonon, it's enough to Shafa Halama, that the Imam Shech Halama. Halama is Halama. I am forgetting something. I'm forgetting Binagay, this is Rabbonon. The Halama has enough Kamina. The Halama has enough Kamina, Binagay, Rabbonon. As a Mingla, maybe that's the Sword Mechuskan. Since there's an Issa Rabbonon, that's why it's all called one halama and it's not mafsik in between. The Zandahem to look in the Aruch Shulchan Asid is the Aruch Shulchan, besides making his haftig sefer and halachah lemaisa on kamat gans abachak Shulchan Aruch, he also made 8 halakim Aruch Shulchan Asid on Zoyim Tyrus and Kochim. And I looked in Kochim, Simon Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, we talked about these halachas of hefzik zman between to be mechanf chatoyis, and he doesn't mean that it's chakira. What about the hefzik zman, which would be mutta mederais, but also mederbonon? He's not machir either way, he doesn't mean that the whole shayla. He doesn't mention this mechanf chanech. But it's the santa shayla. Okay, I just want to give a Mar Mekoymus on some Chusky vegan in Yanei Nida. It's in Madur Kamas, the Monim Lenvov, Samach Aleph, Samach Bey, Samach Gimel, and Ches and Piyal of the 7 very Choshev Tshuvas. You can look in the B'yachiz Begev. And I hope one of the future weeks we're going to go through also a little more the Sugi B'yaledis, and there's a Tshuvski Begev on that Simeon test, and the meaning of why we don't have Yimei Toya B'yaledis today. Is on Nenu.